My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, here we go. 3 o'clock, football. We will take a break from the Tigers unless TJ wants to offer an opinion on them. I've got a lot to ask. A, it's great of you to show up this week.
Thank
B,
you.
Can I ask about the Jets? Is it selfish if I ask about the Jets?
No.
No.
Because
made some headlines this week.
And you've been on the Leadership Eagle Council in a locker room. You've been part of a veteran commission. Just explain to me, and I also, look, it, clearly you know Aaron Rodgers. How am I supposed to believe he didn't get Robert Saleh clipped?
I don't know if he got him clipped, but there's absolutely no way Woody Johnson did that without getting his input.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, look, Aaron said what he had to say this week, you know, that, surprise, and we talked about my injury, but come on. Like,
I don't have the power think I have.
You're not going to make that move without, and I don't know if he signed off on it. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, but there's absolutely no way that he found out Tuesday with the rest of everybody else.
See, I have to think that if he walked in there and says, I'm thinking about getting rid of Saleh. Nah, I like him. Sure. Yeah. All right. He could stay as coach.
Exactly.
So if you don't do that, in essence, you got him clipped because you didn't walk in there and say, no, I want to keep my coach.
You know, he probably didn't do much to help the cause. But
you know what's fascinating? But then in turn, they clipped Nathaniel Hackett. Now, they offered Hackett a soft landing. I know that, factually.
I must have missed that. Did Hackett get fired?
No.
They were going to let him resign
with some dignity. Instead, they stripped him of his play calling and said, here's a Rubik's Cube. Go sit in the corner.
Okay.
Now, that's Aaron Rodgers' guy. That's his dude. So it doesn't add up where Aaron gets his way and then they clip his boy. I had to ask you because you have no smarm. You've been a part of that leadership kind of vault in a locker room. Yeah. And it's crazy. And again, it's the Jets. This is what they do. But it's insane. How does the rest of the room react?
Sounds like the guys on the defensive side weren't happy.
Yeah.
Because, and honestly, their defense hasn't been the problem.
No.
You know, their defense has been.
Aaron threw a pick six last week. That's why they lost.
Three interceptions. He was terrible. Maybe it was a situation that Woody Johnson's like, hey, we're terrible right now. We're underperforming. We got to make a move. We got to jumpstart this team. It's either Hackett or it's Saleh. We got to do something, right? And like you said, I mean, Aaron Rodgers vouched for Nathaniel Hackett, right? He called him his favorite coach ever. He wants him. So, you know, I'm not saying that he gave him a choice. Hey, it's one or the other. But if he had to stand on his head for one of those guys, I would assume it was Nathaniel Hackett.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, look, was Saleh good? No, they weren't bad, but underachieving for the roster that they had. Absolutely. So, but I've never been a part of a, in-season firing. I was here in Detroit when Caldwell got let go, but that was at the end of the season. I don't think any of us knew that was coming. You know, that nobody, Bob Quinn or nobody asked, you know, the veterans on the team, hey, how would you feel about this? You just kind of came in and you saw the news.
You mean they didn't come to you and go, TJ, do you bless this firing?
Absolutely not.
Do you think
but this a guy like Aaron Rodgers, like right. that, with the amount of power he has and say that he has, there's absolutely no way in hell.
Breaking news.
That he found out on Tuesday.
Breaking news. TJ says.
What?
You fired Caldwell.
Okay. That's enough. That's enough.
That's so, actual live audio of TJ talking to management.
You also, you know what looked weird last week watching that Jets game too? That looked like an Aaron Rodgers, like it looked like an I'm going to show you how much we need Devontae game. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I thought watching that
22
game.
22 targets he's to Garrett Wilson.
And he's just chucking it into coverage, and he's just throwing the ball in half a second. He's not buying time anymore. He's just dropping back and chucking it. And I think that was kind of like maybe Saleh didn't want to bring in Devontae. Maybe he felt, you know, that, and this might be conspiracy path here, but maybe that kind of looked like a game that was like, oh, you don't want Devontae? Okay, watch this.
Now we're getting the good stuff.
I'm going to show you how much we need him. I don't think it was, but that's what it looked like.
No, TJ, you know what it looks like to me? It looks like the Jets are trying to get in early on either Vrabel or Belichick, knowing both are out there. I don't think this is going to be the first in-season firing of a coach because you got two coaches out there that – let's face it, in New York, especially if you can get Belichick to go to the Jets,
yeah,
that would sell. Yeah. That the fan base would eat it up. Oh, he's with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, now. That'd be juicy, too, going to a division rival of the Patriots where he spent all those years. That would be I think it sometimes guys, you know, ownership or GMs feel you can kind of feel the energy deflating out of your football building, you know, the roster in the locker room, and sometimes they have to make moves that – we'll try to wake guys up a little bit, you know, and try to give you a jolt of come back to the real world, man. Like, we got to start turning it around here. You know, there's going to be a lot more slips, you know, in our lockers when we start showing up if this thing doesn't start turning around.
Where do you sit with the Lions? Off a bye week, obviously getting Frank back helps. It's a weird spot. I don't quite understand. Lions are only a 3-point favorite over what looks like half the Cowboys roster. What's your confidence level going down to Big D this week?
I feel good.
Pretty good, right?
I do. Coming off a bye week and getting healthy and everybody practicing. You know, I think Kirby was the only guy that got a little nicked up, but sounded like he was going to practice at least today. We'll check the report here in a little bit. But, no, I feel good, man. I think this offense finally figured it out. You know, it took them a few weeks, but that Seattle game, they were rolling, and they were playing good, and the defense, did you slip a little bit? Yeah, you let up a few too many big plays, but I think they're playing really good team football in all three phases. And you combine that, too, like you mentioned, you know, Micah Parsons probably not going to play, Lawrence on IR. You know,
Zach Martin did not practice yesterday. I don't have the update today.
I didn't see it. It sounded like it could have been maybe a vet rest day.
Little Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but it kind of sounded like, and Zach's been around for what, 13, 14, maybe a vet rest day, but they're banged up at their positions that they're difference makers. I mean, Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, that's your defense, right? Eric Kendricks didn't practice, I don't think, at all this week, Wednesday or Thursday.
Definitely.
He's their leading tackler.
Yep.
So I combine that with the fact that I think the Lions are hitting their early season stride here, and I feel confident. I really do.
You know what, TJ? I couldn't wait to ask you this question because you played offensive line. A torn pec. It just seems like you shouldn't be effective as an offensive lineman with a torn pec. Am I just looking at this like, you guys are just supermen out there, or is there something wrong that you can go out there and just get this thing done? You got a torn pec.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
I don't think it's a fully torn pec. I only say, and I don't know, but I only say that because anytime somebody tears a pec, it's a season ender. I mean, you don't see at least the, you know, 8, 10, 12 weeks, right?
Yes,
I
think 3 months.
Yeah. Gardner Johnson did it last week. He ended up coming back late in the playoffs, but partially torn. You start thinking, and look, I mean, torn is torn, right? But there are different severities of that injury. Yes, does it affect you? Absolutely. But
I mean, he's pulling a Ronnie Lott. Just cut it out. Let's play.
I mean, a guy like Frank, I mean, he's – I can't – The last time he played a fully 100% healthy game was when?
You know what I mean?
Like, he's been banged up the last couple of years with the toe and the foot, and now the
Goff said on his airwaves?
It's difficult.
Goff said he came into the huddle, and he goes, guys, I think I just tore my pec. And Goff's like, you basically get the hell out of here. He's like, no, I'm good. Just keep rolling.
You sure?
Like, casually just comes back to the huddle, goes, I think I just blew out my
pec. Something doesn't feel right. Yeah. And it doesn't. You know, that's one of the injuries, too, like an ACL that it's not really painful. You know what I mean? Like, you just feel discomfort, and you're like, can I stretch this out right? Something doesn't feel right. It feels a little weird, but it's not painful. So as long as you can, a guy like Frank that can go out there and still be effective without, you know, battling an excruciating amount of pain, you know, he's tough as nails, man. He's an Iron Man. It's going to be hard to keep him off the field.
We have three critical questions for you, and only one of them is about the Tigers. We're going to get to it next. And we have two TJ questions.
Tigers. I'm excited, man.
And we're going to talk.
Game five.
All right, we're going to talk about.
Are you going?
I'm kidding.
On my way to Dallas.
Huge sports in Dallas.
No, I was there Wednesday, though. I was there Wednesday.
All right, everybody calm down.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, TJ Lang with us. We got a little, it's not breaking news. We don't need to hit the sounder, but we know who's starting for the Guardians tomorrow. First of all, the game is moved. So if you're just getting in your car, you're busy on a Friday, it's not 8 o'clock anymore. Weather is moving it up. It's going to be a 1:08 start. Now that's good if you care about football. We'll get the Tigers in that lousy noon window. And then by 3:30, 4 o'clock, your game wraps and you get the elite college card of the fall. But the big news is, it's as expected. Matthew Boyd's going to be their starter. So best guess, Carpenter wouldn't have started anyways. Probably in a Baez day to lead at DH potentially. They go righties at the top of the order. Yeah, that's my best guess. So TJ, microphone on. You tell me. Now last night, I had a bad feeling about the game. And I feel like in the aftermath, they lost more than just the game. First of all, even if you win, I think you've blown a real shot to beat the Yankees. Because now Skubal can't pitch till game three, and you may not see a game seven. You needed to tee him up in game one. But where are you at with tomorrow's game?
50-50?
Coin flip.
It's a coin flip. I mean, it's game five of elimination game of playoffs. I mean, Am I confident? Yeah. I mean, you got anytime you have Tarek Skubal on the mound,
right? You feel good enough. But the Carpenter thing crushes
it. It does. That hurts. And you know, the last last time I think Boyd only pitched what, five innings? Less. I don't even if he made it through five innings. No, but they couldn't find a way to get any solid contact.
Four and two thirds. Right? Four and two thirds.
I think Stephen Vogt would take 5 years off his own life if he could get four and two thirds from Boyd of shutout ball tomorrow. Put it to you that way.
Yeah. And I think if you're the Tigers, what they did it Wednesday, going up early. But that's kind of the, I think, recipe to beat that team. You got to get up early and you got to keep that Cleveland bullpen out of it. Right.
If I can give Skubal a 2-0 lead.
As crazy as that sounds, I mean, Class A is what led up four runs in two games, right?
Even last night.
It's crazy.
Justin Henry Molloy gets up there and it's a laser beam on a 100-mile-an-hour cutter. I go, what planet am I on?
It's wild. it's almost, the question's almost like who's got to have a big game, right? Because they've kind of taken turns in their wins. Carpenter, obviously, with the big home run. Riley Green really hadn't done anything, right? And then Wednesday, he gets an RBI in the first inning. Torkelson hasn't done anything. You know, Wednesday gets the double for another hour. It kind of seems like they're rotating who's going to step up.
Look at McKinstry last night. McKinstry, who the hell has McKinstry opposite field bomb? What?
And he had a double. You know, he had that one costly mistake in game one where he had the the shot down the line and it kind of just took a weird bounce on him, but you know, he's been hitting the ball well. So you look at the lineup and you're just like, man, you're gonna have to find that one guy that's just got to step up. Is it going to be a Riley Green? Could it be a Torque, man? Like these games, and we saw last night with how close they are, they're decided a lot of times by one swing.
Unlikely hero. Yeah. The guy that you're like, I didn't have him on the bingo card.
It might come in the first inning. It might have to come again in the, you know, eighth inning, like we've seen so far. But
the biggest thing is if Carp doesn't play, it takes away AJ's biggest chip. Because you look, and I mean this, there's no sarcasm. You fear if I bring in a legitimate right-handed reliever, I know who AJ's going to put in this game. And I don't care who it is right now. Carpenter is winning those battles, lefty-righty. He's killing people. So it's just one of those things that if I take that off the board, the next biggest chip, you can laugh, it's Ibañez. But Ibañez will start the game because of Boyd. I will be stunned if Ibañez doesn't start. Now, why does it matter? Because once you get through the first turn in the order, maybe twice, Boyd's gone. The minute I put a righty in the game, Ibañez is out. Well, now all of Cleveland's righties can stack towards the end, and I know Babe Ruth's not coming off the bench. Mm. Maybe I'm nerding out here, but it's game five of the ALDS, and Carpenter he's the dude for them. Yep. If there's one at-bat right now, season on the line, and there's a righty on the mound, who are you picking to take that at-bat? Kerry Carpenter.
Right.
If he doesn't play, maybe I'm letting it affect me because TJ's right. It is a different hero every day. It is. Wensiel Perez, another flare. And, of course, it drops.
And I think if not, this is where Carpenter just goes up there and does pull that Gibby, where he just, give me the bat.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what? I got one time. I can do this, coach. And he just gets it done.
Yeah. Seventh, eighth inning.
If that happens, Cookies is going to have a baby in his pants. Please.
Well, you got. I mean, even if you're 50%, if you're Kerry Carpenter, like you said, I mean, you're not putting him up there to try to get a single or a double necessarily. But if you need that one big shot,
right? Or there's men on base. You know what? Just get to first, and we'll put somebody in to run for you.
Yeah.
Don't try to stretch this thing out. Just go.
You know the fun thing about AJ Hinch too is I think he's got other teams. Now it worked yesterday for Cleveland with the the pinch hitters and kind of them shuffling their lineup up, but they haven't done that really all season. Cleveland didn't. And I think AJ's kind of got, at least for a couple games, had Cleveland out of their comfort zone. You know what I mean? They didn't want to play the way they had to play with the pinch runners and the pinch hitters.
I think he schooled Vogt the first time, where Vogt panicked after game one. In game two, remember, Will Brennan starts the game. He takes him out without him hitting.
Yeah.
And is using up John Kenzie Noel and using David Fry, and then that allowed AJ to flip the script later. Mm-hmm. But what you didn't see was Vogt do that last night.
Right.
Then he pulled the ripcord late, and he ends up with the two-run homer for Fry.
Yeah, but that's something that they Cleveland doesn't, you know, they haven't done, they don't want to do. So I think that's the A.J. Hinch effect. And I still have to catch myself at some decisions that A.J. makes, even at the game Wednesday. Or, yeah, Wednesday, you know, Montero's out there pitching, and he gets like six pitches. And you're like, oh, man, he's feeling it. He's in his own. We're getting a couple lazy fly balls. Why are you benching? Oh, you know, okay, like pause, right? Like this is what A.J. does. We got to trust it. You know, I know that Cater Montero was – he threw six pitches and he was looking good, but you know, I got to catch myself because there's been so many times this year where I think all of us look at it and you're like, oh, why right now? Why not do it? You know, save it. Why? But he's, you know, he's come out TJ, on the right side more than not.
I know where you're going to go with
it. I'm not going to say a word.
But no. I need you to say a word. The game tomorrow is happening. It's 1-0. The Tigers have it. You hit the end of the seventh and Scooble's only at 85 pitches. Do you just ride it out as far as he can go?
Yep.
Knowing you're up 1-0.
How many pitches?
He's at 85.
Yeah. I'd let him elimination game, man.
Let him start the inning. But, son, if you don't go out and have an 8-pitch inning, you ain't finishing the inning.
Right.
Yes, yes, 85.
Or is it just an automatic bench? Well, thank you for the 7, and we'll go to – no.
I think it would probably depend on where Cleveland's at in their lineup, too. You know, if they're at the 6, 7, 8 hitters, you probably say, you know, yeah, let's keep riding this thing. But elimination game, all bets are off the table.
Yeah, if he's dealing –
we can't save you for a game 3 in a week that we might not be playing in. We got to go get this one. So,
and that's,
you know,
just
go out there, you lay it on the line, you got to do what you got to do, and, hey, we'll collect the pieces, you know, when this thing settles.
Because even if you win the game and you overpitch him, you're not pitching again to game 3 or 4 anyway.
Yeah. Or all of 2025.
Yeah. So that's
No, hear me again.
Oh.
F around and find out. You got to be very careful.
No, you do. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
There's a fine line. Playoffs, right? You got to.
But it is one of those. This is an elimination game, man. You're so close. I don't know when the next. Listen, we all said this is not sustainable for next year. Don't know when the next time you're going to be this close to making it to the championship round.
Yeah.
I'm going to monitor this. I got a quick hook. Once your first 5 pitches will let me know how far you're going to go into this 8th inning.
Yeah, and he could use a game like he did in game 2, right, where he had a couple, like, 5, 6, 7 pitch innings, you know? He's capable of doing it, man. He peppers the strike zone. And I love his pace, too. He gets the ball, and he's like, get in the box. Let's go. Here comes another one.
If I'm the Guardians.
90 pitches, maybe you start the game and you say, okay, this is going to be our goal, but if all of a sudden you're in the 8th inning and you got a couple 6, 7 pitch innings and you're looking at 83, 84, do you give them one more? I think you have to.
My instruction to the Guardians, every guy has got one timeout to use per at bat. I'm stopping them after a couple pitches every time. I'm going to step out. I'm going to use as many timeouts as that ump's going to offer me. Now, you only get like one per at bat now.
Yeah.
They don't look kindly on it, but you got to break his rhythm because you're right. Once he gets that ball, he makes Scherzer look like a guy who works slow. He works so fast.
Yeah, he just fires it, gets a sign and go. I know you weren't a big fan of it, but I'm kind of excited to see the crowd reaction tomorrow, too. You know, with Tarek, when he was kind of celebrating, he was getting the crowd, you know, I know you didn't like it. I did like it. I mean, because it's Tarek Skubal, he's our guy, and he's, you know, quite frankly, a Cy Young.
Well, his mom agrees with me.
I know. I loved it, though. I thought that was just rivalry. I thought it was passion. I thought it was playoff emotion.
The crowd
probably could have gone without the, you know, STFU part, but
I kind of
dug it, man. And you know what? Those fans aren't going to let him off the hook easy tomorrow. They're going to be peppering him the entire game.
Yeah, and his response will be 7 shutout innings and 8 Ks. Yeah. Like, he's got to answer with his work. One, don't be Jack McDowell and showing people they're number one.
Yeah,
you don't want that.
No.
What? You know what I'm talking about. Jack McDowell straight up walked off the field and goes,
single or
you're
double?
Like, wait. Well, the other hand was in a glove. So,
that's a good point.
I mean, there's no need for that. He's good enough. You don't need to add the extra. Yeah. The picks, we have a controversy. We need to settle this.
What? You wanted me to go 0-11 last
week? Yeah, I mean, that was the fun. Who did you turn your picks into? Because I never saw the official submission.
I never saw the submission either.
Did you see the submission, Kenny?
I saw the submission because David sent me the submission.
I did not see
it. David, you're lying then.
A man of the...
No.
Who
Rico sent it to you.
Okay. The other black.
The other black. That's my bad. No, Rico sent me the.
I got him in time.
I didn't take down the picks.
You can hear me preaching at Greater Life this Sunday.
Oh, stop it.
I mean, David,
we're interchangeable, so, you know.
Oh, my goodness. David, you spin a web of lies.
Are we allowing TJ's picks?
Oh, boy. He got the picks into me. Jimmy was the biggest advocate for him. Jimmy stopped me out there and said, hey, guys, you know TJ told you he wasn't going to be
here. That never was uttered.
He was
ever.
Adamant of, no, no, no.
I told your producer.
I was standing
I didn't find
right
out until
here.
2:53, and I go, what
your,
do you mean he's
I
not here?
I told your producer like 3 days before that.
Hold, please. Hold that thought.
You got a gripe with somebody else, man.
Listen, everyone's inept. I quit. I only wish you could have heard TJ's thoughts on Dylan Gabriel during the commercial break, but those will remain private. We will get to the picks momentarily. You're just not a big fan of his.
No, I said I wasn't overly impressed by what he did last week.
You said it a different way. The point I'm making...
No, I said Michigan stinks.
That's right. And so does Michigan State. I mean, how bad is that game going to be?
14-13?
It'll be like 2012.
10-7?
We'll do the picks. We got to catch him on Ticket Text first. TJ is picking Ohio State this weekend, so that's very disappointing. David, what are people talking about on the old text?
Just hope Scooble is on because he's throwing a complete game unless we're up by more than one. That is A2 in Tecumseh.
What planet does that person reside on?
Tigers win tomorrow and we are in the World Series. Yankees blow. Sign messing with Mike.
That's you can't hurt me. The Yankees have already done that enough.
Come on, man. Judge is back.
I wouldn't say that. Listen, all I will say is not facing Scooble in games 1 and 4 is good, and Gerrit Cole actually earned his money last night, so that was very nice.
Well, when I saw Judge on base, I was like, see?
Oh, yeah. One, yeah.
It all starts with one, Mike.
No, it starts with the fact that the Yankees draw walks, and they work the count, and they make it tough. And in a game, look, in the ALCS, if the Tigers win, you're going to play 5 games in 6 nights. My message for bullpen chaos would be good luck. That's like physically impossible. Come on. What you're asking of your players.
We go to New York. We'll do a remote right outside of Yankees.
He's not being sincere. Can we just move it forward, please?
AC from Monroe says, of course, I'm concerned. The playoff plan just blew up last night. Glad they play hard all the way. Cleveland with the safety squeeze was epic, though. It's over. Playoffs done.
I haven't arrived at that point either. Look, the safety squeeze is just something you don't prepare for in 2024. That was a ballsy call by Vogt. And the execution of it, the slide by Rocchio, was flawless.
Oh, TJ, you talked about how great Scooble was. Someone saying, don't forget about the double plays that helped him stay in that game late.
Couple with the, they had one first and third, too, I think.
Yeah, and the mistake Vogt made is he didn't send Kwan on the first pitch. It made no sense to me. You're protecting against double play, but also the odds of Rodgers throwing that ball down to second with a man on third, very low in that situation.
Right.
He didn't send him. What do you end up with? Magic.
Yep.
Scooball. Scooball.
Yeah, good defense also. I thought Perez might probably had a shot at catching that one yesterday. It looked like a tough play, but
it was.
That turned out to be
a big play.
A big one too.
No, it was. Look, and I mean, Cole Keith, that's the best play you'll ever see him make.
Yeah.
He'll never have anything better than that last night. That saved another run.
Yeah.
Defense
has been good, yeah.
The path to winning tomorrow will be offense. I predict a race to 5 type game.
Well, considering the total in the game is listed at 5.5, I don't know that I agree there.
I think if you get to 3, I think if the Tigers get 3.
You hand Scooble a 3-0 lead, yeah, and I get anywhere towards the 7th inning, my confidence is like a 9.
Yeah, even 2, I think I'm feeling pretty confident.
Sure.
3 runs, yeah.
Anything where one swing and a bat can't tie it, yes, I'm with you. But again, what are your bats going to produce? I got to see what's up with Carpenter. If he don't play, yeah, I'm in a tough spot there. David, one more, and then we got to get to the picks.
Oh, someone with a conspiracy theory. I have an advanced degree in meteorology. There's no way the game was going to get called because of rain. They did this to screw the Tigers with the carp injury.
Well, you do realize that the road team wins more day games than night games in deciding games, right?
Don't let facts get in the
way. There you go. You're right. Mother Nature hates Gary Carpenter's hamstring. That's the headline today. All right, let's get to business. We do it every week. It is time
for the picks. Thank you, Snoop Dogg. All right, let's get to Let's go. A magical week. Absentee TJ and Rico, 8-3. Tremendous job, boys.
Thank you.
All right, Arizona.
We should get a pot.
We should. In Provo. I've got one you can have. Number 14, BYU, a 4-point favorite. We go to Rico Beard.
Mike, you know what? Arizona's playing well, but you know what? I think that BYU at home, they'll cover this. Give me BYU.
Over to Kenny Cott.
I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I've watched every BYU game, but I will say is they're 5-0 against the spread. Zona only covered once. Give me BYU.
Over to Hatchett.
Well, I have watched every Arizona game, and they can look like a top 25 team, but they're a roller coaster. They lost to T-Tech last week, which means they'll win this week, Arizona.
TJ Lang.
I'm throwing everything out the window after Kenny's stat of the day, 5-0 against the spread. Look, Arizona's decent. They got some big home run players, but I like that BYU defense. I'm going to take them to cover at home.
Those uniforms are indeed. I hate this game. Give me Arizona. BYU's a fraud. Number 4, Penn State traveling to USC. Penn State laying 4. We got a Rico Beard.
I hate this game. It is this game. Here's the thing. USC has fallen behind in pretty much every game, and then they fought their way back. They can't stop the run. Penn State can run the ball. They're going to fall down to Penn State. And Penn State, I hate to say this, James Franklin, he's going to cover. Give me Penn State.
Kenny Cott.
James Franklin stinks, and he has to travel across the country. Give me USC.
David?
I'm going to go USC here.
Very nuanced. TJ?
I'm going USC only because, like Kenny said, I just absolutely have no trust in James Franklin. I think he's a fraud.
No one's betting on USC yet the line is moving down. Why? I don't know. Time zones and things. Fight on. Give me USC. Texas laying 14.5 in the Red River against Oklahoma. Mr. Rico Beard.
Mike, I know Oklahoma's missing a lot of people, the receivers, but in the Red River shootout, these games are a lot closer. So give me Oklahoma and the points.
Kenneth?
Yeah, rivalry game, 14.5, a lot of points. I agree with Rico. Give me Oklahoma.
David in a lilac shirt. You know, he's throwing it in the system tonight.
Doesn't matter if it's a rivalry game or not. Oklahoma's missing a lot of players here. 14.5, it could be 30.5. I'm going Texas.
Mr. TJ Lang.
Quinn Ewers is back. I think he's going to remind everybody why he's the starting quarterback instead of Arch Manning and have himself a day. I think this is going to be a blowout. I'm taking Texas big.
I just got problems with a true freshman quarterback, down 3 wide receivers, and a shaky O-line. I hate a big number like this in a rivalry, but I'll go Texas. Ole Miss at LSU, Saturday night in Death Valley. Ole Miss laying 3.5. Mr. Rico Beard.
Mike, they're going to be down in Death Valley. Mike the Tiger will be prowling the sidelines.
Yes.
Give me LSU in a flat-out victory.
Excellent choice, sir. Mr. Kenny Cott.
Man to hell with the Tiger. Give me Ole Miss.
Unbelievable. We go to David.
They're playing at Death Valley, playing at night. Ole Miss is going to die a horrible death. LSU here.
Over to TJ.
Are these the two most punchable faces for college football coaches with Brian Kelly and Lane Kiffin? I think they are.
Plausible.
I hate picking this game, but Ole Miss probably going to be playing without their top receiver, Trey Harris,
yep,
leading the nation with almost 900 yards of receiving. I think that's going to hinder that offense too much. I'm taking, unfortunately, the punchable face of Brian Kelly.
Jackson Dart's not the same away from home. They also stopped the run. Great. LSU doesn't run it. Give me the Tigers. Give me the 3.5. Cue up neck, please. Let's go over to that's fabulous.
It is.
Ohio State, Oregon. Game of the day. Number 2. Number 3. OSU laying 3.5. We got a Rico Beard.
Mike, for this game, I am going to say I believe in the fact that Ohio State has to cross the Mississippi to go out west. Teams don't do well. Oregon is going to be a lot more focused. I don't believe in Will Howard yet. I do Dylan Gabriel. Give me the Oregon Ducks. Quack, quack.
Over to Kenny Cott.
Yeah, basically copying off my notes. Ohio State traveling all the way to Oregon. I don't trust it. Give me Oregon.
Okay, David? It isn't even about traveling out west. I don't think Ohio State's better than Oregon. Oregon all day.
Wow, great production right there.
Guess I'm going on a limb on my own. I'm taking Ohio State, and mostly because I just wasn't really that impressed with Dylan Gabriel last week against Michigan State. Now, I know you said, hey, they're playing a terrible team. He wasn't all amped up, but some of those red zone turnovers were really, really bad. I think that's going to be the difference.
I'm using one stat. It's data. You don't have to follow it, but it's pretty nuanced, pretty accurate. Coaches that use way too much Just for Men in their beard only cover at a 32% rate. Can't go with Ryan Day. It's egregious. You got to stop, Ryan. Come home. Mama's calling. Give me Oregon. Oh, give me the 3.5.
I'm going to need to see the list of coaches on that list. I need to see that.
Think about it, though. He's not even faking. Like, don't they make it where it's got, like, a touch of gray? Hashtag, like, realism.
It's getting blacker.
The dude looks like Brian Wilson, the former pitcher for the Giants, putting shoe pop. Thank you, Jim. It's incredible. All right, let's go to Sunday in the National Football League. Unbelievable. Cardinals, Pack laying 5.5, Mr. Rico Beard.
Mike, 5.5. I've learned that's the devil's number. And the Packers look a little shaky, and I guess I'm starting to believe in Kyler Murray. Give me the Cards.
Kenny Cott.
Yeah, devil's number, but I'll step on the rake. Give me Green Bay.
David.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm also going to trust Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals on this one.
TJ.
I'm taking Green Bay. I think Kyler Murray is turnover prone, and Green Bay's defense, 16 takeaways? I know they're happy they got your guy, Mike Xavier McKinney, back there with
five interceptions.
I'm thrilled
they did, too.
On the season. I think that's going to be the difference. I'm taking Green Bay at home.
Yeah, like, I'm rooting for the Cards. I like them. They're fun. But back-to-back San Francisco, then to Green Bay. Jordan Love, after that stupid pick, looked like the Jordan Love that we thought he was going to be. Give me the Pack. Game of the week, fun-wise. Commanders, Ravens. Ravens laying the 6.5. Mr. Rico Beard.
Not really a big fan of the 6.5 points, Mike. And the Commanders have just been scoring points at will and winning games. Give me the Commanders.
Kenny.
I think this is where the Commanders come back down to earth a little bit. Give me Baltimore.
David.
I'm going to go with the black quarterback here. The new black quarterback. I'm going with the Commanders.
TJ.
Rookie quarterback in that place, in that building. I know it's not a night game, but that's a steep task. I think this could be a Baltimore game, much like we saw about the same time last year against Detroit. They could be just due for an offensive explosion. I'm taking the Ravens.
Gov, please. You know what? It's just been too easy for Jaden Daniels. I wouldn't touch this game in real life at all, but you're forcing me to. Give me the Ravens. It's just, come on, it can't be this easy for Jaden Daniels. There's got to be a...
I think it is.
Oh, boy. All right, Bengals, Giants, Sunday night football. Bengals laying 3.5. You know what to do.
Yeah, I do, Mike.
You know what to do.
They're traveling out to New York.
You know what to do.
Daniel Jones looks like he is all that.
You know what to do.
Give me Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Unbelievable. Kenny, go ahead.
This is the least confident in all of my picks. I'm going to take the G-Men.
Very tepid. All right. Hatchet.
Yeah, the Bengals look so bad, so I have to go Giants here, reluctantly.
TJ? You know what to do.
I know. I just changed my pick. And
you're going to assault another old man today?
Nah, I think I am. Sorry,
no,
G.
No.
I just, the Bengals can't be this bad. They just can't. They have too much talent.
I don't think the Giants are
that
good.
Bad. No, I don't either.
What if it's 24-21, Bengals win, Giants cover?
I know. That's why I'm going back and forth on it. Bengals defense has been terrible. You feel like Lou Anarumo's got to turn it around eventually. I think this is the week. I'm going to stick with the Bengals.
Quarterbacks with a blank stare cover at a 63% rate on primetime television when playing teams wear orange. That fits Danny Jones.
You are desperate.
Does it go up if you are a mouth breather?
And if you were born in the month of November. Give me the Giants one time. Come on. For my dad, please. Bills laying 2.5. They travel to the Jets Monday night. What do you got, Rico?
Mike, we actually talked about this game. The Jets are in turmoil, fired their coach, Aaron Rodgers. The Bills should be favored by a lot more, but you know what? Kind of like Kenny said earlier, I got to step on the rake. I don't believe in the Jets. Give me the Bills.
No!
I'm stepping on the rake.
Kennicott.
I will step on the rake with you because I don't know why it's only 2.5, but the Jets are in absolute turmoil. So, yeah, give me the Bills.
Over to Hatchet Man.
What a 24 hours it'll be in New York when you have the Giants, the Jets, the Mets, and the Yankees all playing. Gotta go Jets here.
TJ, home divisional underdog with the Jets after the week that they just have.
You know what to do.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be out to prove a point. I think the players know, hey, we can't afford one more bad loss or there's going to be a lot of pink slips when we show up on Monday or Tuesday. I'm taking the Jets.
This is for that idiot fireman, Ed. Jets. Favorite play of the week.
That's rude.
I don't like him. Lions laid a tree.
Fireman.
I don't like him. Fighter. And he acted like an ass when he came here for Monday Night Football. I got stories. Let's keep it moving. Lions laid a three at the Cowboys.
He's a hero.
That's fine. What he does on Sundays is a different thing.
Don't care.
Lions, Cowboys, Lions laid a three.
You guys ready?
Oh, Lord.
Cowboys are just missing too many pieces defensively. You know, Lions have realized what their identity is. Give me the Lions.
All right. Kenny Cott.
Rico, not sipping on the haterade. That's a good sign. Give me the Lions.
Okay, David.
I hope the Cowboys are ready. Orbital, ramming, speed. I'm on to Minnesota Lions.
Over to TJ.
I'm with you. Jump on it, man. Let's go. Ramming speed. Lock of the week. I know we haven't had great luck in Dallas, but it's time to be unburdened by what has been. And we're going to take the Lions big.
Lions, I don't care. I hate the Cowboys. Bastards. Please win. All right, those are the selections. Nice job, everybody. 97.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.